If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Kyra Penn will jump center for Mountain Home, and for West Memphis, it will be Tania Burnett trying to win the tip. Ball is up in the air. The tip is won by West Memphis. They are moving left to right in this first half. Ball goes over on the right side with Donald. She'll take the screen, dribble to the top. Now throws over on the left side to Burnett. Burnett will take the screen, dribble down into lane, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. We are 15 seconds into this contest, as that foul is going to be called on Anna Grace Foreman. That is her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers. So it will be Tania Burnett at the free throw line to try to put West Memphis on the board first. First shot is up, no good. So one more free throw coming for Burnett. Second shot is up and good. She gets one of two. And West Memphis strikes first. 1-0 our score. Peyton Husky inbounds it to Emma Martin. It's a full court man-to-man defense for West Memphis. Martin will walk, will get the ball into the front court. Drill to the right side. Now picks her drill, throws up top to Foreman. Foreman goes to the left, and a foul is going to be called on West Memphis. That is going to be on Anaya Dean, her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Blue Devils. 7:32 left of the first quarter. Emily Payne will inbound the ball from Mountain Home on the near sideline. Gets it into Martin. Emma Martin will dribble towards the top, now gives it to Foreman. Foreman picks up her dribble, finds Payne on the left wing. Payne will give it up top to Penn, over to Husky on the right side. Husky dribbles toward the top, gives it there between the circles to Foreman. Foreman drills toward the left side, now throws it up top to Martin. Martin will take the screen from Foreman, dribble to the left corner, going into the lane for the layup, off the glass, no good, and offensive rebound for Anna Grace Foreman. She puts it back up and in, and Mountain Home has their first lead of the night. 2-1 our score, a little over a minute into this contest. Ball goes over on the left side with Burnett. She'll take the screen, dribble up to the top, over on the right side, she'll give it to Donald, and now a travel call is going to be called on Donald, and that's going to be West Memphis' first turnover of the night. 6:48 left this opening quarter. 2-1 Mountain Home with the ball and the lead. Peyton Husky will inbound it on the near sideline. Gets it into Foreman. Back to Husky, who gets it into the front court. It's going to Bullbyer. Defenders go up for the layup. Good. Peyton Husky with her first 2 points of the night. 4-1 Mountain Home leading it. 6:37 left in the first quarter. Back comes West Memphis. Donald across the timeline. Aston Yates will check in from Mountain Home with the next available time. She'll throw it on the right to Hasley. Hasley takes the screen. Now goes down towards the low block, going up for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Foreman. And back comes Mountain Home. She'll throw it to Husky, who brings it into the front court. Husky has it on the right side. Now it's going down towards the corner. Now kicks out to Martin on the right. Martin will dribble up to the top and set up the offense. Now it goes over to the left side. Picks up a drill, tries to throw it to Payne, cutting into the lane. The pass goes off her hands and right to the hands of the Anna Grace Foreman for the layup. Good. Well, that was just fortunate for Mountain Home. They leave 6-1 with 5:50 left in the first quarter. Here's Hasley across the timeline for the Lady Blue Devils, or Hasley, that is. She'll throw it over on the right side to Burnett. Pass goes down into the paint to Dean. Now back up top to Hasley. Mountain Home right now in a man-to-man. Less than 5.5 minutes left of this first quarter. A 5-point Mountain Home lead. Hasley now going down into the lane, going up for the scoop layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Martin. She'll throw it out to Husky, who brings it into the front court. Now Husky will throw it over to the right side to Payne. Payne's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound comes to Hasley. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Blue Devils. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound and can't get the foul to go. And another rebound for West Memphis. The putback was blocked. And this time Mount Tom comes up with the ball, and they're going to be fouled in the backcourt. That foul's going to be on Nia Dean. That's her second personal foul. Team foul number two against West Memphis. 4:58 left to play in the first quarter as Emily Payne and Kyra Penn both take a seat. They'll be replaced by Kate Gilbert, a 5'10 sophomore, and Addison Yates, a 5'8 sophomore. Mountain Home has the ball once again with less than 5 minutes left to this opening period as they lead 6-1. Martin will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribble to the left side. Throws up top to Gilbert. Over on the right goes Husky. Husky's going to put up the three on the wing. Good! Peyton Husky with 5 points. 9-1, Mountain Home leading it. 4:35 left in this first quarter. Excellent start for Mountain Home so far in this contest. Hazley into the front court for the Lady Blue Devils. She throws over on the right side to Burnett. Burnett will give it up top to Alls. Now Hazley has it. Back over to Burnett. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound. Well, I was about to say offensive rebound. Alls had it for a moment, but Gilbert just ripped it right out of her hands. And now she's back in the front court. Throws it to Martin in the left corner. Her jumper, a little strong, no good. Burnett gets the rebound. She'll throw it out to Donald, who quickly brings it into the front court. Now she'll slow it up and set the offense. Donald has it between the circles. Throws it over on the right side to Burnett. Burnett will give it up top to Dean. Now to Donald. Over to Hazley on the left side. Skip pass to Burnett on the right. Now timeout's going to be called by West Memphis. Sonya Tate didn't like what she saw. So we'll break with 3:36 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading West Memphis 9-1. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Well, Mount West Memphis took their first time out after a rough start for the Lady Blue Devils. They trail Mount Home 9-1 with 3:36 left in the first quarter. Cortesia Hollins and Tierra Bradley both checked in during the timeout for West Memphis. Both are juniors. Hazley takes the inbound pass, throws over on the right side to Burnett. Back up top to Hazley. Over down in the paint, it goes now to Alls. Over on the left side to Hollins. Now back up top to Hazley. Back over to Hollins on the left wing. She's trying to figure out where to go with it. Now throws it up top to Hazley. Down at the left elbow, that was Bradley trying to get the pass. It was a little too low for her. Mount Home comes up with the steal. But that's West Memphis' second turnover of the night. 3:02 left to play in this opening period. Mount Home with the ball, leading by 8. Husky dribbles to the right side. Gives it there on the wing to Martin. Now Martin will dribble up to the top. Throws it to Yates in the paint. And now she's going to be called for the travel. She just didn't have a good place to go with it. And shuffled her feet. That is Mountain Home's first turnover of the night with 2:47 left of the first quarter. 9-1 Mountain Home lead right now. Hazley walks the ball across the timeline for the Lady Blue Devils. Drills to the right elbow. Now goes into the paint, going up for the running jumper. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound for Alls. She puts it back up and in. That's West Memphis' first field goal of the night. Mountain Home leads 9-3 with less than 2.5 minutes left of the opening period. Husky into the front court for Mountain Home. Drills to the right side, gives it there to Martin. Back to Husky. She's going to put up the three on the wing. No good. The rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch. They're going to save by Mountain Home, and it will be West Memphis basketball with 2:13 left in the opening period. Alls is going to take a seat as she's replaced by Terika Emman. She is a sophomore on the team. 9-3, Lady Bombers on top. Here is Hazley into the front court. Ball goes into the right corner. Now down a low block to Bradley. She finds Emman cutting into the lane for on the other side for the layup. Good. Terika Emman with her first 2 points of the night. 9-5, Mountain Home leading it with 1:50 left in the first quarter. Martin has it on the left side for the Lady Bombers. Throws up top to Husky. I think she was trying to throw a pass to Foreman. It was well over her head, and West Memphis comes up with the steal. Mountain Home's second turnover of the night. Here is Hazley with it up top. She's going to put up the three. No good. Rebound controlled by Yates, and back comes Mountain Home. Well, just as I say that, Yates throws it to Gilbert, and then she wasn't expecting Hollins to be right there and shuffle her feet for the travel call. Mountain Home turns over once again. Kyra Penn and Emily Payne going to check back into the game, replacing Aston Yates and Kate Gilbert with 1:31 left in the first quarter. Hollins will inbound it on the far sideline for West Memphis as they trail Mountain Home by four. Hazley will take the inbound pass, dribble between the circles for the Lady Blue Devils. Throws over on the right side to Burnett. Back up top to Hazley. Over on the left side, he goes to Hollins. Hollins is going to put up the three-pointer, and good. And all of a sudden, it is a one-point Mountain Home lead. 9-8, our score with 1:11 left in the first quarter. Matt, West Memphis scored the first point, and then Mountain Home went on it, scored the next eight, and now West Memphis has scored the last eight. Now a foul is going to be called on West Memphis, a reach-in foul on Araya Hazley. That is her first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Blue Devils. And now it looks like Mountain Home is going to take the timeout. We'll break with 1:02 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home leading West Memphis 9-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Mountain Home takes their first time out of the night with 1:02 left in the first quarter. They lead West Memphis 9-8. Emily Payne inbounds it from the far sideline, gets into Emma Martin. Now West Memphis looks like in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Payne on the right side, down to Foreman in the corner. Skip pass, a dangerous pass, but Martin is able to secure it. Now she'll throw it to Penn. Skip pass to Payne on the right side. Payne drills down to the corner, tries to throw it out to Husky. Ball is knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by West Memphis. Mountain Home will keep it with 46.2 seconds left in the opening period. Kyra Penn's going to go back to the bench. She'll be replaced by Leah Jackson. Now Emily Payne's got to go to the bench. She is bleeding from her nose, and so she's going to have to come out of the game. Kate Gilbert will replace her. So Leah Jackson checks in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home. She is a 5'6 junior. So they're checking the floor, make sure there's no blood before they get back to play, and that does not appear there is. So Kate Gilbert will inbound it on the baseline for the Lady Bombers. Again, they lead by a point. Inbound pass goes to Anna Grace Foreman just outside lane. She throws it back to Gilbert on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Emin, and back comes West Memphis with a chance to take their first lead since 1-0. 34 seconds left in the first quarter. Here's Hazley with it up top for the Lady Blue Devils. Throws over on the right side to Burnett. Burnett dribbles down towards the lane. She's going to be fouled as she's driving down that way with 25.8 seconds left. That foul is going to be on Kate Gilbert. Her first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the first half. So 25.8 seconds left. It will be Hazley inbounding the ball on the baseline for West Memphis. Gets it in to Burnett, who's all by herself. Misses the layup, though. Gets her own rebound, puts it back up off the glass and in. Tonight, Burnett with 3 points on the night, and that's our second lead change of the night. West Memphis is up 10-9 with 13 seconds left. Here's Gilbert throwing it up top to Martin, over on the left side to Husky. A skip pass to Gilbert on the right side. Now up top to Martin, over to Husky on the left. Husky puts up the three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebounds tipped to Hazley. She's going to throw it into the front court, knocked away by Mountain Home, and that's the end of the first quarter. 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. West Memphis leading Mountain Home 10-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.